Help through the Holy Ghost by Elder Chi Hong Sam Wong of the 70. The Holy Ghost can help you with school, family and work, as well as spiritual matters. The Holy Ghost can help us in every part of our lives. I learned this in a practical way when I was a college student at Brigham Young University, Hawaii. At the time, I was working and taking a full schedule of classes. My wife and I also had a small baby to care for. With all these demands on my schedule, I didn't have much time for studying. I prayed every day for the companionship of the Holy Ghost. I needed guidance to help me make the most of my time. I needed assistance understanding the material as well as remembering it later during exams. Heavenly help for a school exam. One day during class, a professor was writing sets of advanced equations on the whiteboard to illustrate a point. These complex equations didn't relate to that class, but he wanted to talk about them briefly. After a few minutes, the professor erased the board. My next class was computer science, and we had an exam that day. Those exact equations from the board of my previous class were on the test. What's truly remarkable is that we had never studied these before in our computer science class. All that memory came back to me from the other class I had attended, and I was able to answer the problem. When the computer science professor graded the test, he was so sure nobody answered that specific problem correctly that he automatically marked it wrong for every student. But when I got my paper back, I showed him that the answer I wrote on the paper was correct. It was wonderful. The Holy Ghost helped me make the most of all my studying opportunities throughout college. I was able to achieve high grades and earn scholarships, which helped me pay for school. Guidance through life. Toward the end of my studies, many of my friends were planning to continue their schooling and achieve a master's degree. I loved studying and wanted to do the same thing, but the Spirit told me clearly that my mission in Hawaii was complete. It was time for me to return home to Hong Kong. My wife and I followed the prompting. At the time, I couldn't understand why I was being directed away from continuing my education. But sometimes we follow the Spirit without knowing all the details. Though my wife and I didn't know what to expect, as we looked for jobs and an apartment, we were blessed and soon found success. As I look back now, I understand why the Spirit was so strong in encouraging us to return to Hong Kong. It was very valuable to my family and me to be strengthened in the church among the members there. I served as a bishop, as a counselor in the stake presidency, and as a stake president before being called as an Area 70. After retiring from my profession, I was able to earn a master's degree. All of those experiences helped prepare me for my current calling. I testify to you that seeking after and following the guidance of the Holy Ghost is always the best way to plan and live your life. You were already given the gift of the Holy Ghost when you were confirmed a member of the church, and if you will use that gift, it will be a huge help in all that you do. Two ways to stay in tune. To Heavenly Father, everything is spiritual, every part of our lives. He knows what is best for us and wants to teach us and guide us through life. So it is vital that we stay in tune with the spiritual guidance of the Holy Ghost in order to receive that guidance. Here are two ways that I've found help me stay in tune with the Holy Ghost. 1. Read the Book of Mormon every day. When I was young, the president of the church, Ezra Tap Benson, taught the importance of reading the Book of Mormon daily. I started doing that, and I've done so ever since, as far as I can remember. Each day I find a quiet moment to read and ponder. As I read, many times the Holy Ghost teaches me something new. 2. Avoid worldly distractions. You youth are so talented in so many ways. You're so sharp and can be so amazingly spiritually in tune. But the world tries hard to distract you. If you're willing to pay attention and block out distractions. Then you will receive the guidance you need from the Holy Ghost. End of the article, Help Through the Holy Ghost, by Elder Chi Hong Sam Wong of the 70. Read by David Shaw.